evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this absolutely gorgeous garage sale eve night. I mean, this is absolutely gorgeous, isn't it, Neil?
Yes, it is. And I've already been to one garage sale.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there's several others going on. So,
and there's a whole
Jubilee
bunch of
garage sales going on.
So I tell you what, we welcome into studio Mr. Brandon Wyrick and his lovely wife Amanda. Hi, guys.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So we are here to talk about a new endeavor that you guys decided to jump into. And if you follow them on Facebook, you've seen a lot about Elm and Ivy. And, you know, we're going to talk about how this all came to be and what the future plans are. But first, let's kind of get to know the Wyricks a bit. So, Amanda, what's your job? Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm originally from St. Mary's. I dated Brandon back in high school. We were at two different high schools. He was from Salina, I was from St. Mary's. Just fell in love and project after project since then.
Project after project.
I think she means me.
You've been a major project. And you're still in process.
Absolutely. Always learning. Got married in 2007. That's the same year I started copping here in Fort Recovery. So once we moved to town, we rented for a little bit. Didn't really know if Fort Recovery would be our fit. Yep. After a few years of that, we decided we wanted both the kids to go to Fort Recovery schools. And her big thing was the kids, once they started school, to stay in school and finish in the same school.
Yeah.
So then we started looking at homes, and at that time,
a little pricey.
If it was available, as far as hitting the market, it was really expensive.
Yeah.
And
if it was hitting the market,
lots of them didn't.
Come to Fort Recovery, everybody's related to someone somehow, or they know someone who's getting ready to sell the property. They put the sign out 2 hours later, it's sold. So being two outsiders from the Fort Recovery community, it was actually kind of hard to purchase a property when we first got here.
Yeah, so around that time, off the top of my head, I remember John Sutter's house on Black Eagle was for sale, and that was a little out of my price range.
And it was out of everybody's price range, I believe, so it ended up being two separate properties.
Yes. But then we ended up going on the sheriff's sale, and that's how we bought our personal house, was through the bank. Actually bought it from the sheriff's sale, and then we purchased it from the bank back in late 2010.
Any kids?
We have two kids. Brooklyn, she's 19. She was about a year old when we came to Fort Recovery. So Fort Recovery is all she knows. And we have Jaden. She's 15 and a freshman in high school here.
And both of your girls were on the bowling team, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
both
I thought.
Very, very good bowlers.
Yes, that's fantastic. So, Brandon, I see you got a Wyrick property. So this isn't the first project that you've had where you've bought and renovated something, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we actually started an LLC, Wyrick LLC, and one of the DBAs is the Wyrick Properties. At this point, the wife and I, we've went through remodeling our own personal home.
And a great job.
Thank you.
The house was nice the way it sat, and I think it was probably structurally pretty sound, but you have changed that drastically.
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons we purchased it. Solid strong bones.
Yep.
That was definitely a big project. And then while we were working on that one, we got approached by an individual in regards to purchasing another home on Broadway Street, which is now the rental as well, the VRBO house on Broadway Street. So we flipped that house and sold it. And then we built a spec house.
We had the shop.
We did the shop and the rental right beside our house. And then we did the spec house on High Street, and then we have another rental in town as
that,
well.
You kind of brushed over that the house on High Street. That I went through that with your open house.
Yeah.
That is really nice. That is a really nice house that you built from scratch.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say about Brandon's work. He doesn't settle for just slapping something together. He makes sure that it is, you know, the proper way to making sure it's done, because, you know, he's learned in the past, you know, when you slap something together, it takes more time, more money in the long run fixing it later. Yeah. So let's do it right the first time so he doesn't have to deal with it again.
And I think I remember a part of a conversation where when I was going through the house, you'd said, well, we were trying to make it nice and this and this, and the more ideas you had, the more you thought about maybe moving there.
Our backup plan was, you know, if we didn't get what we needed out of it, we were more than happy to move into it.
Yeah, which means ourselves. You're not going to slap stuff together if you're thinking about moving there. So,
right.
And that's, you know, if anybody's kind of seen any of Brandon's projects, they are not slapped together. They are permanent.
So, Brandon, where did you learn this skill? I mean, like, is this a TriStar thing, or
in high school I went through Woods Tech and Advanced Woods, and right out of during high school I worked at Heckler Marks Cabinetry in Salina, and that was very eye-opening. Yeah. You know, I thought it would be just installing a bunch of cabinets and whatnot, but they actually built them from scratch.
Yeah.
So I'd say 90% of that summer I was running a sander of some point, sanding raw material down to be processed, and then you have 2 days to just install.
Yeah.
But before that, I did work at a Wisman door company out of Salina, installing garage doors and entry doors, and that was a fun summer job as well. Yeah. But
and you can't forget Fleetwood. That was, you know, more on the camper side, but still, you know, finish work.
Yeah, I was in final finish inspection on line one, and then ended up going to shipping.
Yep. That's Fleetwood up in Decatur.
Decatur, yep. That's where I actually left working there full time when I started copping in Fort Recovery.
I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about your newest challenge and opportunity, I guess, in Elm and Ivy.
Yep.
So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Scion IO Toyota Zai's annual Brick Street Market is coming up on Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery. And this year, they're holding it on Saturday of their annual garage sale. This will be a hometown craft and food fair featuring local merchants, vendors, crafters, and food trucks. If you're looking for some unique gifts and decor, this is where you want to be. And if you're a vendor and would like to show off your business to the public, please contact them at theta.zeta.fortrecovery@gmail.com or message them on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Psi Iota Zai. You don't want to miss this fun event, the Psi Iota Zai's annual Brick Street Market, held right here in downtown Fort Recovery on Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2. That's the Saturday of their big garage sale weekend.
So just point your finger when it's my turn to talk.
I just did, Jack.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're back. Insight. Talking to Brandon and Amanda Wyrick about elm and ivy. So you guys have been neighbors to the Red Door Church since 2010, I think you said, or so. When the church decided that they were going to build new, and that property came up, what interested you about buying that?
Well, we'll take a step back for a moment. Never in a million years would we have thought a church would move.
Yeah.
We figured it'd be there forever.
Which would make good neighbors.
Yeah. So we never really had that on the radar from the beginning. And even when Brandon built his shop, that was, you know, a thought that we'd always have that parking lot as something to be able to use Monday through Saturday. We did see the growth of the church, and we started questioning and started talking of, you know, what is the future for this? And, you know, we did approach Pastor Keo. We told him, you know, if you're ever, you know, looking to build or moving out of this location, can we please have an opportunity at, you know, purchasing the church? And
why?
I think just because of we like the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. The parking lot.
Yeah.
In order to get into my shop, with the trailer hooked up to my truck, I kind of needed access into it.
And so I think part of it was probably the same reason I was worried about what, if somebody else bought it, what's it going to be?
Correct.
And what's my neighborhood going to be? And you, I live across the street, but you live 50 feet, less than 50 feet away from it.
Right.
If it's going to be some wild thing or something with all kinds of retail traffic going in and out all kinds of times a day, it can be a little disconcerting with the neighborhood. So, yeah.
I would say a little selfishness did play a role in that.
Some control over your
control
neighborhood.
Control and convenience, you know, having a property to maintain, having it right next door did make sense for us. So we talked, and Brandon was not on board at first. He said, you know, it's fine. You know, whoever comes in, we'll just deal with it later. And I'm the one that pushed. I pushed for, you know, the opportunity to purchase the church, and he has a hard time saying no to me sometimes.
That's easy to understand, Bryn. So then, you both agreed that, you know, the new price was right. We got this church. How did you decide what to do with it?
At first, I put a Facebook post out there, like, asking for feedback, just to see what other people in the community would like to see. And there were really, really good ideas. The problem that we had with some of the ideas is who's going to run it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up my job, my full-time job. I didn't expect Brandon to give up his full-time job with the town. We wanted to make sure that we would be able to control and run whatever we put in there. So some of the ideas just took too much time.
And some of them were technically illegal in the village of Port Recovery.
I think Rocker came up with brothel and massage parlor.
There was that one. And the funniest one I liked was a marijuana dispensary.
Yeah.
And then the name of it was Holy Smokes. So I did get a chuckle out of that, but that was not
it. It is amazing how creative some people are, though.
Right.
Yeah. So then the concept of how Elm and Ivy turned out, was this kind of a collaboration between the two of you, or do you kind of let Amanda take care of the creative part?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the design and whatnot, that's all her. Like, she tells me how many lights to put up, and that's what I do, you know. But as far as the Airbnb side of it, you know, I think that's kind of both of us. Yeah. I mean, we were comfortable with rentals.
Rentals right now, long-term rentals.
The idea of having somebody there 24/7 wasn't really entertaining for us.
Yeah.
You know, and so it seemed like every place that we have done, you know, we've opened up walls and made spaces wide open and bigger and flow, you know, and then all of a sudden we have this wide open place, and like, to build walls to divide it out just seemed backwards to us. So
you're usually knocking down walls to make things bigger.
Right.
And you're,
you know, so that's where it's like, okay, I really didn't want to go down a triplex, you know, and then that puts multiple people there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and then we kind of led down this path, and she's kind of ran with the design and you know, the ideas behind it. That's more her.
So Elm and Ivy is just a combination space. It's dual. It's a dual space that can be used either conjoined or separate. The Elm Room, which would be the main floor, would be the event venue side of things. Right now, that's on hold. We were trying to get the downstairs done first. The Ivy Lounge is the lower level accommodations. So you have the ability to host events for up to 40 people, and even included with some overnight, up to 10 guests right now. We really did a push for that. And so trying to decide how to come up with the story or have the story behind that, I want it to be very intentional, when it comes down to the colors, where everything's located, the flow needed to be a certain way. It needed to be multifunctional, but closed off in, you know, that sleeping arrangement situation. So there was a lot of thought process that went in to everything.
Yeah. So the speakeasy concept, was that just a vibe that you were trying to obtain, or, you know, what kind of started that?
Have you ever been to any type of speakeasy bars in the big cities?
I don't know whether I've ever been to one, but I'm aware of, you know, what they are to a certain extent.
We've been to a couple of them. We've gone with friends. The last one I went to was in Chicago with a friend of mine for a conference. And, you know, just that calmness and that warm, like, gathering space, dark, very moody. It was just calling me. And for a basement of a church,
perfect. Yeah.
I felt like it was very fitting.
And they were all pretty much underground at that point. I mean, there's usually a hidden access. Ours aren't really hidden. There's doors that you can clearly see, but just that vibe of being underground and, yep, you know, the basement side of it.
You know, and I went through and looked at a lot of the before and after pictures, you know, and it's so interesting to me, a guy who barely knows which end of the hammer to hold. Okay.
Are you talking about me or yourself?
to be able to look at that, and the way that you had things taped, you know, like, you knew where, like, you were going to put the bar.
Oh, yeah. I got the specifications of the furniture measurements from where I was getting ready to order it from. I taped it on the floor. We walked around tape as if there was furniture there because I didn't want to order something and it not work out. I've done that before. I didn't want to do this with this big of a project. So there was painter's tape on the floor for weeks on end, months on end in some places.
And it just amazes me that somebody can have it visualized in their mind to the point of, okay, you know, this is where the couch is going to go, and you tape off where, and you, this is a bar, and it's going to have a 2-foot hangover, so you taped it like that, and it just
I even put chairs next to the tape for the bar just to see if the clearance was good.
Yeah, you know, so that attention to detail, number one, it makes sure that you can do it right the first time, but it makes every project even a little bit more special because you know that you planned it out right. Mm-hmm. So,
and on that side with being special, yeah. One of the things we did try to do is reuse some of the items from the church. So, like, there was on the main floor, there was hanging lights that they had over the stage. So we actually repurposed those in the basement and made our homemade lights and had those hanging.
Brandon loved that project, by the way.
There was a couple mirrors that an individual provided to us.
Thank you, Neil.
You're very welcome. They needed to go to somewhere where, let's just say, they look great there, but they didn't look all that good sitting in one of my bedrooms. I think there were six mirrors just leaning up against the wall. They didn't look that good there.
So, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about why is it Elm and Ivy. Okay, so we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Attention farmers, Case IH and Hall Brothers have teamed up to help get your equipment ready to go this year. Right now, all Case IH tractors, combines, and planters are eligible to receive 2 free hours of labor after an inspection from our service department. Plus, there's discounts on the Case IH parts that are used in any repairs that are done. So now is a great time to save on Case IH equipment repairs. Call today for details. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. With the prom coming up this Friday, there's only one baseball broadcast left this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the boys will travel to Coldwater to take on the always tough Cavaliers, who are now the only undefeated team in the MAC and 10-1 overall. Make your plans now to get over to Coldwater to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Chip and Joanna Gaines. Well, at least Fort Recovery's version. And I just find this whole thing so impressive because Amanda comes up with the idea You may just explain it, or you may jot it down on paper, correct?
There's some pictures out there somewhere floating around where I showed Brandon what was in my brain.
Yep. And then you have the skills to actually build it. And that just pisses me off to tell you the truth a little bit.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's YouTube. You can check that out. There's some good stuff on there.
So then, explain the name Elm and Ivy. Where'd it come from?
Well, it wasn't the original name. Reverie on Elm was the original name, and Brandon couldn't say it right. So I said, if Brandon can't say it right, how am I supposed to, you know, expect other people to say it right? And that was more of like a daydreaming state. But we went with Elm and Ivy. Surfacely, yes, we're on Elm Street or State Route 49, but
105 South Elm.
Yep. But elm trees in the past have always been like notorious for gathering. Like, hey, let's go meet under the elm, or you know, the city centers in the old days. From the research I've done, there's always this big elm tree. It's just it's powering. It's strong. It lasts a long time. The church itself, I want to say, is 150 years old. It's not always been at that location. A little bit of history on the church. Started out on Union City Road, came to the corner of Center of Main, and then it was built, I want to say, in the early 1900s, late 1800s, where it's located now. And then in the 1940s, I believe it was 41, it had burned down. They had rebuilt the church as it stands today. In 1942, it was dedicated. So that's a little bit of the research we have. But Elm, it's a place of gathering. We want it to be a place of gathering and memories. As far as ivy, if you think of ivy on the side of a building, it sticks and it's lasting. It's supposed to represent the lasting connections and continue with like the interweaving of everybody's memories and joyous moments that they're having in the Ivy Lounge or the Elm Room. So that's essentially where the Elm and Ivy name came from. Elm is, like I said, the main level. Ivy, secretive for speakeasy, hidden, lower level. But yeah, there was a lot of thought process that went into the name.
Fantastic. And
that was Brandon, a beautiful version. Mine is much more simple. It's whatever she wanted to call it.
Well, you're a wise man, because that name and that explanation adds to the intrigue and the attractiveness of the whole project.
As with any project or anything that we do, there's got to be a story or a reason why. Why do we do this? What are we trying to achieve? And having that story and the mission is really the purpose for me. I can't speak for Brandon, but it is the true purpose for me, is being able to provide a place where people can gather and it's nicely designed, or, you know, I like hearing the compliments.
So, in December of 2023, this was still a church. Okay. And let's say it was a 6-month process to get it bought. So now we're into the middle of 2024. Okay. From a construction standpoint, because this church was built in 1942, and as small congregations go, most likely, they kept it up, but it's hard for a small group to maintain something like that. So what did you run into when it came to to changing this over into Amanda's vision.
I want to jump in real quick and talk about the process of actually purchasing the property, because it's over 100 years old. And we typically, it's 90 days to close. However, we were at day 89. The amount of times the congregation had changed, the paperwork was not properly filed. So there's some issues with, you know, purchasing the property, and that just, there was no title transfer in over 100 years. And we knew what we were getting into, but we didn't realize it was going to be, you know, holding us up on the construction side of things.
With the age and the significance of that building, was there anything from a historical standpoint that you made it tough to change it into what you wanted to change it into, or
Not so much on that. I mean, there is an emblem on the side of the church that indicates it's got some historical value to it, and I know the town has a historical committee that looks at things, and so like one of our things is the front door. I want to change it, but historically we're going to leave it. We're going to actually just try to fix up what's there, repaint it.
And it will no longer be red. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're taking the red off and we're going with green at some point. Excuse me. But yeah, as far as historical, that's all that I'm currently aware of.
I love the fact that the details are there because it's got the history. You've got the arch in the upper level and over the stage, and you've got, you know, just the just details throughout that just we wanted to embrace and incorporate into the design. One thing that was huge was it's not handicap accessible. You know, that was a big driving factor, I believe, for the church. Not only outgrowing it, but, you know, with an aging population, getting in there and using the facilities, it was just not user-friendly for
the best case scenario was seven steps.
Right. Best case.
Yeah. And so that's one thing that, you know, I'll let Brandon talk to that.
So for me, the biggest things, like she said, was the handicap accessibility into the building. But my number one priority was to try to get the basement to stop flooding. I know they've tried numerous things over the years. And when we actually went the day to get it appraised, we actually had to go over and squeegee the embasement out before the appraisal guy showed up. So it's like, this definitely needs to be addressed. So that was my day one, first thing, trying to get that taken care of. At this point, with BNF, Adam Sutter, I came over and helped me dig in the line. And we ran that. And so far, since we've done that, we have not had any issues, so I'd like to see that continue.
And we've had some pretty good rains.
Yeah.
Landscaping to come. So if you drive out front, we're worried about the inside right now. The landscaping will come, I promise.
Yeah, there's a time for everything.
And if you look next door at their house, it's going to be awesome. I have no idea what she has planned, but if you looked at their house, you're not worried about what it's going to look like.
Well, I will give props to Judy's landscaping. I didn't design our landscaping out front, and I plan on, you know, giving them somewhat free range of, hey, help us design what to put out here. So, Eric and Logan, I hope you're listening here.
I'm not. It'll cost me a lot of money.
So as we talk about the construction piece of it, and you talked about the water issues, what were other things that you had to change? And we talked about adding walls and things, but share a little bit about you know, what all it took.
At this point, we actually opted not to do any walls in the basement. The church had a divider down there that you could pull for a little bit of privacy, and we kept that just to keep the flow of everything down there. But yet, if you were an overnight guest, you can close that to add a little privacy between you and the next people over, I guess. But other than that, it was basically the electrical. They had the old
fuse, screw-in
yeah. fuses. Mm-hmm. So we had to change all that over.
So one thing that we did do right away is on the main floor, the cathedral ceiling, you know, with having it as a church, if you think about the condensation or, you know, heating and cooling, they would turn off the central air, the heat, when it's not being used, and then go in and then it would heat up and then they'd turn it off. So just that fluctuation caused a little bit of concern for the ceiling, which we had scraped down, and there was a wall that we had fixed, actually a few walls that we had fixed with some plaster damage. But I think outside of that...
Yeah, what she's speaking about there is just cracks in the ceiling yeah. and whatnot, which I wasn't sure if it's from settling over the years. I mean, it is an old building.
Yeah, it's 80 years old.
So. But everything we found indicates that it was not anything to do with settling.
Yeah.
So that's what the assumption is obviously they would turn the heat down, which I think Neil knew, probably knows firsthand about. But
yeah, it was actually on a timer, but if you had something coming up, we had internet, you could... click it on, but yeah, it would be up to 85 in the summer, and then on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, it would slowly cool down, or in the winter it would be 50, and then it would slowly heat up. So
when we did it, fix that, their biggest suggestion was try to keep the climate normal throughout, you know, consistent. Yeah. There's the word I was looking for, but yeah, that way you don't have the that big of a change.
Yeah. So how much of this work did you guys do yourselves, and how much did you have other people do?
I always joke Brandon's got a guy for someone. Brandon's got a guy for something. Whether he is able to lean on that guy for knowledge to do himself or to actually come in and do the work. I want to say Brandon did a lot of the work. I'm more of like the design, the brains of the operation. Yep. Although there was a lot of painting, and we recruited some family members, my mom, my stepdad, my sisters. We just recruited them and said, hey, let's paint.
Grab a paintbrush.
The kids have been great. They helped. Their boyfriends helped. Again, I hate painting. Brandon hates painting. The more hands we got painting, the less work it is for everyone. But we did leverage some people, too.
Yeah. We had Fowler Mechanicals in. The basement downstairs has two bathrooms, but it was just a toilet and a sink on both sides.
Yeah.
What we wanted to add is shower. So after talking with Chad, we ended up cutting flooring up. And then them guys came in and cut the old cast pipes and changed the layout to where we could add the showers in, and then we re-poured the concrete, and you know, so that was. And then the other thing on that was all the water lines were actually in the concrete, so we decided to cut all those, and we went with PEX water line throughout the whole facility now. Just because you don't know how long ago that was put in, what shape it is, and the last thing we want to do is get all this stuff done on top and all of a sudden have to tear it out again to fix something like that. Yeah. So,
and again, that's where your experience with doing projects comes in handy, and then your attitude towards doing it right the first time helps too. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll kind of gear up to today and what is the future of Elm and Ivy. So we'll be back right after this.
One guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Be prepared for the next podcast. power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. The Fort Recovery High School 2025 prom will be held this Friday at Romer's in St. Henry. The promenade will be held in the Fortside Fieldhouse beginning at 6 o'clock, and this year's theme is Arabian Nights. This year's King candidates are Evan Evers, Kyle Huntsman, Riley Greasup, Cooper Thompson, and Eli Leonards. This year's Queen candidates are Carly Niekamp, Mara Wenning, Cassidy Dews, Aaliyah Overman, Layla Ben, and Eva Kollig. The prom king and queen will be crowned during the promenade at the Fortside Fieldhouse, which will be open to the public. Guests wishing to watch the promenade will need to enter through the commons entrance only. The doors will open at 5:15 and the promenade will begin at 6. There will be a free will donation to help with the prom expenses. The formal dinner and dance will be held at Romer's in St. Henry beginning at 7:30.
We're back. Insight. Talking to Amanda and Brendan Wyrick. And all things elm and ivy, and we've learned a lot about the church, the old Red Door Church, and how it has transitioned into, I think, Amanda's vision, and
with Brandon's hard work.
Brandon's incredibly hard work
with friends and family as well.
Yes.
So,
because you know a guy,
right,
or two.
So, how close is it to being done?
The downstairs is done. The Ivy Lounge is done. We hosted our very first overnight guest last weekend for Friday night bachelorette party. The upstairs, we have some work to do. We want to, again, make it handicap accessible. We've got handicap doors on order. We're going to bust out a window. We're going to put in a handicap ramp. Brandon's going to put a couple bathrooms upstairs so that it's, again, handicap accessible on the main floor. So I would say the downstairs is 100% complete. Upstairs, I would give it about a 65% complete.
I wouldn't actually use the word done. One thing I've learned through the years is my wife wants to change things at some point.
I was sitting there thinking because she was done the week before, too.
Right.
And went down there, I think, Sunday, and things are changed a little bit.
There is one more project down there.
Yeah. See what I mean?
So, the downstairs is the Ivy Lounge, and if somebody wants to rent that out, how would they go about doing that?
So right now we are on Vrbo. You can type in Fort Recovery, and right now that's the only listing place for the time being. I want to get the upstairs done so that we can have a combination of you can rent the downstairs, or you can rent the upstairs, or you can rent the entire place depending on your needs. So right now we've got a soft rental listing right now through Vrbo. The accommodations that come with the Ivy Lounge are, number one, you can host events for up to 40 people. There is seating for, I want to say, 40 people. I had somebody come through and test it out. They counted all of the seats that are available. And then after that event's over, you can have up to 10 of those guests stay the night. There is a queen bedroom, queen bed. There are 3 queen sofa pullouts. There are 2 twin size futons. So again, we wanted to be multifunctional. Yes, there's not a lot of bedrooms, but sure. It is an event space that can turn into the overnight accommodation. There's two bathrooms, both of which have showers, full bathrooms. Everything is self entry, so all the doors have keypads and they're timed codes. So if you do rent from us, it is a self check-in process. You just have that code, type it in, and then you gain access. And then same thing for checkout.
Now, tell them about some of the things that are actually in the Ivy Lounge. Some of the
here's where I take over.
Yeah, some of the because it's basically a big game room.
Yeah,
is what I would call it.
So our thought is, obviously, Fort Recovery is a smaller town.
Yep.
But if we did have a guest up to 10 people or so that wanted to stay the night or even have the 40, try to have things down there that they can do.
Yep.
So we actually came across from a local individual a 1968 bowling ball arcade game
that just like Toby's had.
Yeah,
the old days
of
bowling machines.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're in the process of getting an individual in to try to get that all up to 100% to be working. It does work, but we have to reset it from time to time now. And then we added the dartboard, electronic dartboard down there. And then like our dinette table that's down there, it can act as a poker table if you flip it over, yep. Or it has the game of bumper pool in it as well. So we're trying to use, trying to have something that's multi-useful.
Yeah.
You know, and then we also have the 85-inch TV and a 65-inch TV down there.
And then I saw a picture.
Yeah.
What did Braden forget?
Like a shuffleboard.
Yeah. So the we did a shuffleboard. That was actually one of our first purchases, which we actually purchased from a local individual.
It's handcrafted locally.
His name was Alvin Tebby.
Yep. And from St. Anthony, I think.
Yeah. Phenomenal job on that, and it looks so good down there with the dark hickory wood, and it just fits that vibe perfect for us.
Meant walnut, but we're not correcting you. That's the vibe, is the walnut colors. But I even went to the part where when we went to go pick it up, I told Brandon, said Alvin is amazing at what he does. He did several of these. I said, we're getting his signature on the bottom of this. So sure enough, he got a Sharpie. We got Alvin to sign the bottom of the shuffleboard. Because, you know, it is nice to have something that's locally handcrafted.
Oh, and that, you know, that just adds to the city center thought that it's a local place and it's cool.
Yeah, that's very
cool.
Much so. Because, we thought essentially once we came up with the idea of the Airbnb, every year we go to a country concert and then we usually have five or six other people with us, you know, and then we end up taking our camper there and everybody stays in there and it's like, okay, we can all fit in here just for that short time of sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, but here is like, okay, what else do we need if you have that many people together?
And, yeah.
You know,
and if I remember correctly, and correct me if it's not correct, but full kitchen?
It does have a full kitchen. We have a full-size residential refrigerator, two ranges, obviously a deep sink, lots of countertop space, cabinets. We also have an original cabinet that was from the church. It is inscribed, and it could be rolling out for an island in the kitchen for additional place to put, you know, food when you're having a party. Yeah. Right now, I will tell you, the kitchen is only available for overnight rentals. It is a residential kitchen, so only available for overnight rentals.
With the understanding that if there's a bridal shower, baby shower, they can probably still do the, you know, carrying crock pots and plug things in. It's just the full kitchen part wouldn't be
correct.
Open.
Yes,
correct. Yeah. Just because we're not commercially, we don't have a commercial kitchen. It's a residential for, you know, your short term rental capabilities. If you're bringing in crock pots, we do have a bar that's in the main common area outside of the kitchen. It seats six. But yeah, it's actually a piece that actually came out of somebody else's house here in Fort Recovery.
Yeah, the actual countertop itself.
And it looks like it was built just for that spot.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Corian Island, and then essentially I couldn't throw it out, so yeah, we ended up holding on to it, and that was about 8 years ago. We just kind of found a storage spot for the time being, and next thing you know, we made it fit and made
it. That's why you put the extra bay on your garage.
She taped it out, yeah.
I did tape that out.
So I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and kind of make sure that we touched on all the points as far as what's available and how do people get signed up for it. And, you know, so I'm guessing that it's listed on VRBO as far as the pricing and everything. So
We'll come back, and after they're done, we'll go to Rocker. And what do you have for us, Rocker?
Top 10 theme nights for Elm and Ivy.
All right.
Top 10 theme nights for Elm and Ivy.
All right. So, back in just a minute.
Interesting. Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
The Fort Recovery CIO Desires Community Garage Sales will be held Thursday through Saturday, April 24th, 25th, and 26th. There are going to be bargains galore everywhere in and around town, so get to as many of the sales as you can and grab some great treasures. Maps to the dozens of participating sales are available in many of the businesses around town and also on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery CIO Desires. And new this year, on Saturday of the garage sales, the Brick Street Market will be in downtown Fort Recovery from 10 to 2 with crafts, vendors, food trucks, a puppet show, and lots more. Again, Fort Recovery Community's garage sales will be held Thursday through Saturday, April 24th, 25th, and 26th, all around Fort Recovery and the surrounding area, and the Brick Street Market will be downtown on Saturday the 26th from 10 to 2. We're back.
We're back. I knew we were back.
Yeah.
We're back. We're talking to Brandon and Amanda Wyrick about all things Elm and Ivy. And, man, I've learned a lot in the past hour. And so, you know, let's make sure that we've touched on everything that we wanted to touch on. First of all, let's touch again on the name, because I think that's a neat part of this.
Yeah, so I can talk to the name again. Elm and Ivy, being a dual space, needed a dual name. So Elm and Ivy is that dual play in the two different spaces. Elm being, you know, that gathering place. which is the main level. At surface level, yes, we're on Elm Street, but you know, the meaning goes a little deeper. And then Ivy is more of that lasting connections, the hidden speakeasy, the lower level for the Ivy Lounge. So Elm and Ivy just, it makes sense for yep. that space in what we're trying to achieve.
And the Ivy Lounge is kind of, it is done, but only until Amanda comes up with her next idea, right, Brandon?
Absolutely.
and again, so explain what the Ivy Lounge is designed for.
So the Ivy Lounge is designed for, you know, smaller gatherings, bridal showers, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, those events that are 40 people or less and could potentially, you know, end up resulting in somebody staying the night. Kind of like if you had a basement and you wanted to have, you know, a whole bunch of friends over and you didn't have a basement for everyone to gather in one place. That's essentially kind of the idea that we had. And then, you know, speaking of the basement, a lot of weddings at the Legion, I don't know about you, but I've always ventured downstairs. It's quieter. You're away from, you know, the activities. You can have, you know, a quiet drink while the wedding's going on upstairs. So as far as the Ivy Lounge, it's that quiet retreat area.
With lots of game chances. There's all kinds of things to do down there.
Shuffleboard, you've got dartboard, you've got poker.
The bowling machine. Pool, yep.
Bowling yeah. machine.
I'm trying to add a claw machine in on that as well.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That was yeah. not in the taped off area. Right. Of
oh,
the
well, then I guess you're not doing it, Brandon. Sorry.
I'm pushing for it.
We can find a spot for you.
So, and again, to book it or to find out more, go to VRBO, type in Fort Recovery, and you'll get a lot of the details about being able to rent this space, correct?
Correct. And right now we do not have a nightly minimum. You can rent it for one night. I believe there may be two or three weekends where it is a two-night weekend just because it is a bigger local community event yeah. weekend, such as the WOW or the tractor pulls. But outside of that, we're testing the waters on no minimum night requirements.
Yeah, learning as we go. But I would say further, if you wanted to go on Facebook and follow Elm and Ivy on Facebook, you know, even if you're not looking to rent, just to kind of see what's going on around us, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we nice do have a website.
Yeah. Nice thing is, you know, if you have family coming into town and you don't really have enough space for them, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not very far away.
You know, and it's like here, okay, well, even if your wedding's not at our event place, you know, maybe it is at the Legion, you know, or down the road, maybe it's at the Opera House, or you want to yeah. come check out yeah. the Opera House and you need a group setting to stay the night, you know, instead of going to Greenville or Portland or Salina, you know, here's something local to maybe keep you in yep. town to go check the monuments out the next day. And
yeah, and those places don't have shuffleboard.
Right, absolutely.
A beautiful view of the monument from the basement window.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, the Elm and Ivy Facebook page is top notch. I mean, the information that you guys have on there is just outstanding. So, thousands of pictures, and
that is 100% Amanda on that.
We do have a website. It is www.elm-ivy.com.
Fantastic. So, you know, and I know that you guys thought you covered everything, you know? But, you know, we were thinking, what could we do for Brandon and Amanda to kind of put them over the top and to make sure this thing was going to take off? So, we decided to pay Rocker hundreds and hundreds of dollars to come up with a top 10 list of theme ideas for the new Elm and Ivy.
Still waiting on that money, Jack.
Will you take a bad check?
I'll take a lot of Captain.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
So, Rocker, are we taking a break first or
nope,
we come
nope.
back?
We're going right straight to you. Oh, we awesome. Got all the breaks done.
Well, there we go. Top 10 theme nights for Elm and Ivy. Brace yourself for this. Yeah.
Please brace yourself.
Comments are welcome.
Yeah. If you've heard any of Rocker's top 10 list,
some are good, some are not pearls.
So,
number 10, Star Wars night.
Okay. That'll work nice it with works the Ivy.
Works for the ball parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Yes. God bless you, Jack. Number 9. This is Halloween costume party.
A what?
Halloween costume party.
Halloween costume party, Jack.
Okay.
Nothing.
That's good.
What are you dressing up as, Rocker?
Yes, Rocker. He's dressing up as Rocker.
Something that doesn't make me look fat.
Hey.
Oh, this is.
Wait. Oh, I don't see them writing anything down yet, Rocker.
They know it's recorded, and they can take notes in the archives when they listen later.
Yeah, it's just like work. All of my meetings are recorded.
Jack, don't kill the bet.
Oh, we usually do.
Number 8.
You can bet that I'm going to interrupt you at least 3 more times.
This is up me and Brandon's alley. The casino night.
Yeah. Hey, we got a poker table.
This number 7. Well, we already outlawed this is number 7, but I'll say it anyways. 420 night.
Uh-oh.
You mean just an event that's on April 20th?
Yeah, we meet the bet the bullet on that
we're
one.
We're already past that date.
I don't think she's following you, Rocker.
I think she's messing with you, Rocker.
What is 420 night?
Holy smokes.
That is...
Ah! Yeah,
that's a marijuana thing.
Why stay with us, Jack?
Hey, I'm 108 years old, for God's sakes.
Can't be more than 104.
Okay, he's 104 then.
Number 6, hair metal night.
I think we've got a buddy. Dean would love that.
Oh, yeah, he'd be right up in that.
I think he'd be drumming that one. We can get a band.
Hey. Yep.
Hey.
Or what? he could invite his favorite
You're
band,
the
Motley Crue.
There we go.
Number 5 is just for the ladies.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God, I can't
Rocker strip night?
Thunder down under.
Lingerie night.
Lingerie. Ooh.
Just for the ladies.
And Rocker. Rocker, since it's Rocker's idea, he'll be there for that.
Somebody's got to be a bartender.
There's the true intentions.
Now, this one's nice. It's sweet. Number 4, first responders night.
I do like that. I appreciate all first responders.
See? Not all, you know, creepy.
It's not all stupid.
Well, at least.
I love how you followed up with first responders after that one.
Gotta soften the blow a little bit.
First responders in lingerie.
Number 3. This is for the kids.
Oh, good.
Pizza party.
I like pizza. Why can't I go?
I think we've got some really good pizza in town.
Yes, we do.
Number 2, it's not really a theme night, but it's...
What's your topic?
Stay with me, Jack.
Okay.
You've had 40 minutes.
Okay.
Dart tournament.
Yep.
We've had a couple dart nights already. The dart machine is awesome.
So are you a good dart thrower, Brandon?
I gotta warm up.
Brandon's a lot better than I am.
I give it an honest try, I'll say. But
yeah.
I'm no professional.
Yep.
And number 1.
Oh boy.
Now wait. Oh. Just as you number 1's not always the best one.
Okay. Thank you for the disclaimer.
I've sat through enough of these and I've had my hopes up and you builds to this climax.
Don't say climax check. You're too old for that.
Whoa.
The number one.
Okay.
UFC night.
There we go. The 85-inch TV will do that justice.
Oh, so you're not going to have the real fights down there?
Oh, no.
Well, no.
We're not getting blood everywhere.
No, that one. That's good.
Wait, what's it called?
You said UFC night.
Ultimate Fight.
So is that a college in Florida?
Well, it is, but...
But, Rocker, I thought first thing
it's UCF,
Fight Club, you didn't talk about Fight Club.
It's not that kind of fight.
Oh. No. Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yes. MMA there, Scooter.
Now, I'm sure that...
What about WrestleMania?
That also passed, much like the 420.
Oh.
Now, I'm sure that...
Super Bowl party.
There were 1,000 ideas that were going into Amanda's head before she came in here tonight.
That wasn't one of them.
And now, with your list, Brandon won't get done with that place until 2032 now.
Yep.
So
good. No, I appreciate the extra event theme nights. Like, I am going to run with maybe some of them.
Yes.
Or one.
Probably not the. I'm guessing not the lingerie night.
Oh, I don't know.
That would be a negative.
Well, I mean, you can rent it and have whatever theme night you desire.
There you go.
There you go, Randy. Invite all the lingerie people in.
Rocker's lingerie night.
And there'd be a lot of vomit.
So. Anything else, Rocker?
What we got on Sports Talk?
I don't know. You got a guest?
Nope.
That's
so crickets. We're talking sports.
Crickets on Sports Talk, apparently.
No. There's Indians to talk about. The draft coming up tomorrow, I think. NFL draft coming up tomorrow. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff coming up. Not crickets.
So, Amanda and Brandon, have we missed anything?
I want to say the only thing that we've missed is the capacity for upstairs. We're hoping to have 100, the ability to have 100 seated guests. Outside of that, I think that's the only thing.
We still have to go through the, on the commercial side of that with the fire marshal and get all that locked in before we can actually advertise a number by all means.
Well, so has being involved in a commercial business been... much different than the other projects that you had?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like to do, essentially, the wife will give me a task, and then I have to figure a way to go do it, and I just go do that. Yeah. And this one, getting it rezoned and that whole process was completely foreign to me and didn't know how that all went. And then just how long that actually took, you know, amazed me. But it's moving forward, so that's what I like to see. So
if you guys look back to when you first started this project, are you pretty much at where you thought you'd be at this time? Or
we would be done by now if it was up to me.
Yeah. usually every one of our house... residential, whether it's the spec house or the flip, you know, we've went and borrowed money, got the whole project done, and then we turned around and sold it. Well, since this is something we're keeping, we're trying not to finance nearly as much as we have to, and through that it does prolong things.
Yeah.
But I think the good side of that is it does challenge us to kind of reuse some stuff that's around, you know, which adds the character of the building, and so that's been fun.
And did I hear Amanda say that you made some of the lights or lamps? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So like upstairs, she hung curtains upstairs, and we used those the leftover curtain rod extensions. We pieced them all together and then drilled the holes and then ran new wiring through them to run the Edison light bulbs that are hanging downstairs and, you know, stuff like that that, you know, you could get it out of a box and it would take literally 10 minutes to put up maybe, but once you're trying to do that, it takes a little longer. But you don't have the money side tied into that as well.
What a character. Even the lights upstairs in the Elm Room, you know, popping those down, giving them a good cleaning, throwing some spray paint on it, makes it look completely different.
Well, guys, I tell you what, I really appreciate not only you coming up and talking about this, but the vision and the investment and the hard work, things like this are what makes Fort Recovery better, and to have options like this is a tremendous opportunity. So,
thank you for having us.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity, Neil, night that you dropped off a couple more mirrors.
Yep. So, it's great to have. If you have people coming into town, and it's going to be crowded at your house, instead of people sleeping on the floor, it's a very comfortable place to be. And if you rather have, if you're going to have like a dinner or something, and you'd rather not clean up the mess at your house, you can go there, have it there. And the people that are staying there, they have shuffleboard, they have the bowling machine, they have the darts, they have the game table, they have the TVs. They're there. You get to leave, they get to stay. Right. And you can go back to your house.
We still want the place to be somewhat tidy when you check out.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying leave the mess for Amanda and Brandon.
Yeah. Let me make that clear.
Yeah, I'm not saying leave the mess there for them, but
I with this community, I have no doubt that our community members will be very respectful for the property.
Yeah.
Guys, I tell you what, I wish you nothing but major success, and let's talk again in like a year or so, and when you have a year under your belt
And Brandon's remodeled the place twice.
I believe we've got an open date in December for maybe the gala.
Oh. We will have to talk about that.
We've got that pretty locked down back there at the park with the lights and everything, I would assume. So.
Yeah, we'll see. Yep. So
fantastic.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Hey, stay tuned for Sports Talk coming up right after this. Right, Neil?
Yep.